What's up, the Night Show on CFM? You're chilling with me, TP, here. Tonight is New Music Friday, and in the studio, we've got a very special singer with us. It's Suzanne Lowe. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. My name is Suzanne. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And of course, like, if you want to know who Suzanne is, okay, so she released two singles in Taiwan back in 2019. It's called Old Sofa and also Letters on Sand. She also became the top 10 finalist on Sing China as well as The Voice Malaysia as well. So let's just say, like, she is a huge star among us, and I'm very excited to have her here. All right, so she recently released Endlessly, which is an English track, but she also became the Malaysia's first trilingual R&B single as well, which was launched on Valentine's Day. So can you tell us about the song Endlessly?
All right, so basically this song is about a girl who finally met the right one she wanted to spend the rest of her life with. So it's like a very sweet and romantic song.
It is. It's very nice. I've been listening to it ever since it was released on Valentine's Day. I mean, it's kind of sad because I'm still single, but I'm being hopeful when I listen to the song. Now, when you sing the song, do you have a person in your mind?
I try to imagine someone, like, you know, my imagination, so that, like, I sing it to that someone.
So there's no real life partner as of right now?
Yep.
Okay. It means that Bachelor can... Hello, what's up? The Night Show on CFM. You're chilling with me, TP, here. Tonight is New Music Friday, and in the studio, we've got a very special singer with us. It's Suzanne Lowe. Hello, Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. My name is Suzanne. Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And of course, like, if you want to know who Suzanne is, okay, so she released two singles in Taiwan back in 2019. It's called Old Sofa and also Letters on Sand. She also became the top 10 finalist on Sing China as well as The Voice Malaysia as well. So let's just say, like, she is a huge star among us, and I'm very excited to have her here. All right, so she recently released Endlessly, which is an English track, but she also became the Malaysia's first trilingual R&B single as well, which was launched on Valentine's Day. So can you tell us about the song Endlessly?
All right, so basically this song is about a girl who finally met the right one she wanted to spend the rest of her life with. So it's like a very sweet and romantic song.
It is. It's very nice. I've been listening to it ever since it was released on Valentine's Day. I mean, it's kind of sad because I'm still single, but I'm being hopeful when I listen to the song. Now, when you sing the song, do you have a person in your mind?
I try to imagine someone. Like, you know, my imagination, so that, like, I sing it to that someone.
So there's no real life partner as of right now?
Yep.
Okay. It means that Bachelor can shoot their shots, right? Okay, so what made you want to release the song in three different kinds of languages?
Okay, so we've discussed about it with my bosses. So because I normally sing more English songs, and then we, you know, like, Malaysia is a multiracial country, right? So we decided to, like, release it in three languages, so which is Malay, English, and the Mandarin version, so that more people with different races, like, they can enjoy the song together, like, understand the song, you know.
I think it's really great. Like, no one has done this before, and I feel like when I listen to the three languages of the song in three languages, each song has its own vibe, you know. Like, maybe it's because of the language thing, but when I listen to it, it's so different. I don't know what to say, but then it's like, it's Suzanne singing three songs, same meaning of it, but it's just come out like very, very different vibe. And I love English songs the best, so when I listen to it, it copes with me the best, so I love it a lot. Alright, right now we're gonna take a quick break, but don't go anywhere. We'll be back after this with Suzanne to talk more about her musical journey. This is TFM, always with
the
you.
The Night Show, 7 to 10pm every weekday, only on TFM.
You're back on The Night Show on TFM. Hello, what's up? It's New Music Friday. Today we are talking to Suzanne Lowe, one of the prominent singer in Malaysia, and recently she released a song with three different languages. So Suzanne, you said before that you love to sing English songs the best. Now, we want to know, fans want to know, if you will release more English songs in the future.
Yeah, okay, so we're going to release like maybe 5 more songs in the future. Yeah.
Ooh, okay.
Favorite genre, which is R&B and soul, and some 80s, 90s feel, you know. Mm-hmm, yes, mm-hmm. I'm very excited about the songs that I'm gonna release in the future. Yeah.
Ooh, so will this be like an album?
I think it's more like an EP.
Okay. We'll take it as an album as well. What can you tell us more about the songs? Can you tell us stuff about it?
Okay, so I actually co-write with my those songwriters and my boss as well. So I don't usually write songs. So this is like my first time trying to write a song. I'm going to sing it. So I'm very excited.
Oh, we're excited for it as well. Wow. So, like just now you said, you don't really write songs, right? So is this your first attempt in writing these songs that you're about to sing, right? How is it for you? Is it tough or is it like, oh, it's refreshing, it's new?
Okay, it's tough, but at the same time, it's like, wow, it's something new that I never tried before. And I hope I can write more songs in the future. Yeah.
Pretty sure your fans would want to listen to more of your own songs. And when you write songs, like for all of these songs, does it come from your personal experience or does it come on like based on stories from people around you?
I think it's more like an imagination. You just put in all the ideas, like maybe your own experience or someone else's story. And then you just put it together and it becomes a very beautiful song.
I think that's really cool. So definitely expecting more of your personal songwriting process. It's really, really good. Like, we want to hear more.
All right, so time for another quick break. But don't go anywhere. Don't worry. We have more to talk with Suzanne after this. This is TFM, always with
you. This is TFM, 102.7 in Kuching, 100.7 in Cebu, 102.8 in KK. TFM, always with you.
Yo, what's up? That I show on TFM and you're back with me, TP, chilling with me on New Music Friday. Today, we're talking to Suzanne Lo on her new music releases and her music ventures. So are there any artists that you want to collaborate in the future?
Okay, so I'm going to dream big. I want to
go with, girl.
I want to collab with Bruno Mars so bad. Like, Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak is one of my favorite artists. Like,
really, because of their new collaboration album is the bomb these days.
Right. I was like, oh my God, when they released their songs, I was like, I'm going to collab with them one day.
Okay. We're going to fingers crossed. We're going to cross it. We're going to hope that it happened. Oh, my goodness. I want to see like Suzanne with Bruno Mars songs out on radio stations everywhere. It'll be epic. It will be amazing.
I hope so.
Yeah. Any artists want to collaborate locally?
Locally, I guess. Baby Chair.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's one of my favorite genre. Like, it's what I wanted to do as well. So I kind of hope that we can collab one day.
Of course. Oh my God, this collaboration is gonna be epic. We can't wait for it to happen for you. We'll be manifesting for you, sister. Manifesting. Now that like just now you said, you got album, you got new songs coming up. What is the next step for Suzanne? Like, what is your next goal in this music career?
Of course, I would want to go internationally. Maybe in the future, I'm going to like join American Idol or The Four or something, you know, like.
Okay, that's definitely want to happen. Would you want to perform? Like, is there any big festival that you wish you want to perform?
I've never thought about it, but.
Okay.
I should like start thinking about
it. Should like start writing down and then make it like happen. Like, okay, next year I will perform at Coachella with Billie Eilish, something like that, you know? Or like Bruno Mars. Ooh.
Oh my God.
that will happen for you, I'm sure of it.
Okay, right now we have to take another quick break, but don't go anywhere. Be back with Suzanne in a bed on TFM.
Tune into The Night Show every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m.
TFM. And you're back on The Night Show on TFM. Hello, what's up? It's TB here. Alright, we're back with Suzanne here talking about her music. So Suzanne, who has been your biggest inspiration in your life so far?
I think I would say my mom, because She's the one that the reason why I started singing is because of her. Because when I was very young, like five to six, I was always in a car and we will listen to some songs in the car and we'll sing together, you know. And then that's how I started like really love singing. And then she supports me like whenever I wanted to sing. So I started singing like live gig when I was 17. And she will like just drive me everywhere. She will just follow me everywhere. And she's really, really supportive. So I would say it's my mom.
Oh, do you want to say anything to your mom right now?
Mommy, I love
you. It's out of the blue. Oh my goodness. Oh, that's so sweet. Like when you have a supportive family, it's like a supportive pillar for you. And when you do anything, you just felt very safe and secure. And you know that there's always someone there who will be there for you. Oh, that's so sweet. Any advice to those aspiring musicians out there who's trying to be like you?
I would say, like, do what you're doing and don't give up. Like, if you want to go for it, just go for it. Don't ever, like, afraid of failure, you know. Just do whatever you want and do what you're best at and just don't give up. One day you're going to success.
Don't give up. Yes, that is correct. Now, final words for your fans. Anything you want to say to them? Anything at all?
Okay, I would really love to thank all the fans that helped me throughout, like, the pandemic when, like, MCO, during MCO. It's really, really, really hard for us freelancer to survive because we basically don't have any jobs, you know. And then I was in this platform, like, doing some live streaming thing, and they really gave me a lot of, like, support, you know. So I'm really thankful to have, like, met all these supportive fans all over the world. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much, Suzanne. And like we said, we can't wait for your new songs. I love your voice, I gotta say, especially when you say English songs. So I can't wait for it to, like, I'm ready for my heart to be melted. I'm ready. I'm so ready. All right. Thank you so much, Suzanne.
Thank you.
And that's it for today's interview on New Music Friday. Don't go anywhere. That's only the end for the first hour of the night show. Coming up in the next hour, it's time for Gossip Hour. Got a special, special hot, spicy goss for you. Make sure to stay tuned. TFM, always with you.
My universe has never felt